From the heartland of America, the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to the number one rated late night talk show, Coast to Coast AM. Later on tonight, oh yes, was Jesus an E.T.? What a story. We'll have that for you later on. First day of winter officially here now, rolling in just a few minutes ago. It was 67 degrees in St. Louis today. Something's weird here. And by the way, I want to thank all of you who have sent in Christmas cards and just special notes that have hit the L.A. office. Should I say inundated the L.A. office? No need, by the way, to send any gifts. Please don't do that. And definitely do not send food or anything like that. We have a policy that we just won't eat food that just shows up. As a matter of fact, a couple of years ago when I first started doing Coast to Coast, more than a couple now, I guess, we got a fruitcake in. It was gorgeous, except it was half-bitten. Somebody had eaten it and mailed it to us. So no food gifts, please. Here's what's happening. A suicide bomb near the Bagram airfield in Afghanistan has killed six U.S. troops and wounded two other Americans and an interpreter. The Taliban claim responsibility for the bombing. The Taliban, the same group that we got out back in 2001. It was the largest attack on foreign troops in Afghanistan since August. Jerry Corsi, of course, noted author and writes for WND.com. Jerry, what are we still doing in Afghanistan?
Well, George, we have about 9,800 troops still in Afghanistan, and the mission is going to be continued through next year, according to President Obama. We've withdrawn. We had up to 100,000 troops in Afghanistan, but recently, as we pulled out, the Taliban is resurgent and gaining in areas where we've abandoned. And this attack near the Bagram airfield in northern Afghanistan is another indication. It was a motorcycle suicide bomber.
Jeez.
Who attacked a patrol of U.S. troops outside of the base. And it indicates, again, just how dangerous Afghanistan still is and becoming more dangerous as we withdraw.
You know, this situation in the Middle East, Jerry, it's like grabbing a handful of sand in the beach, and then it just fills back up again. Every time you reach and grab some, it fills back up again. Our mission in Afghanistan in October of 2001, after 9/11, was to punish the Taliban and go get Osama bin Laden. Well, eventually we did both. Why are we still there?
It's a very frustrating situation, George. I have to admit, you're expressing the frustration many Americans feel. The problem with the Middle East is that these tensions with radical extremist Islamic terrorists, the Taliban is one indication of the kind of group we're dealing with, doesn't go away. And even if the groups are killed in large measure or reduced, they come back unless there is opposition. So now when we have only 9,800 troops in Afghanistan, the Taliban is resurgent. And I expect there's going to be more violence in Afghanistan, and it's going to become more dangerous for Americans in the coming years. Unfortunate, but I think that's just the reality.
I think you're right. Jerry, thank you so much. A federal judge has ordered that the San Bernardino shooter's former neighbor, who bought the guns used in that horrible attack, be held without bail because he's in danger to the community. The U.S. magistrate, Judge David Bristow, ruled that he poses a continuing danger to the community. His family had sought to put up $100,000 in equity on their home for the bail. Folks, I want to tell you this. If somebody you know or your neighbor comes to you and says, "Would you buy me a gun because I probably can't pass through the FBI check," don't do it, please. I'm all for guns. I'm all for the Second Amendment. But don't buy guns for somebody that you really don't know. A 24-year-old homeless woman who cops said had been living in her car with her 3-year-old daughter in Las Vegas for about a week has now been charged with the automobile rampage that killed one and wounded at least 35 others Sunday night. What a horrible story. People were walking along the sidewalk, and she just went crazy right into the crowd. She appeared to be stoic, they say, when the cops encountered her soon after the 1996 Oldsmobile sedan she was driving plowed into the crowd on the Las Vegas Strip right across from the Paris Hotel, all while a young child was sitting in the back seat. Lakeisha Holloway is charged with murder, first-degree child abuse or neglect, and failing to stop at the scene of an accident. One would say her life is just about over. Anyone under the age of 18 would be barred from using indoor tanning equipment under a federal proposal to help reduce skin cancer linked to these devices. That's a big story. We'll talk about that a little bit later on with Dr. Peter Glidden. Eating, drinking, smoking, all of it in excess could be dangerous for your health. Makes sense, right? Well, what about too much sleep? A new study suggests that people who sleep more than 9 hours a night could put you at risk of premature death. That's right. The researchers at the University of Sydney analyzed the health behaviors of more than 250,000 people. They found that people who spend their days sleeping and sitting are four times as likely to die young, and that's because they discovered that those who get too much sleep live very soft lifestyles, and they're more likely to drink and smoke in excess. Okay, so guess what the most used smartphone app was in 2015? No, it wasn't ParanormalDate.com. It was Facebook. Facebook appears to be as popular as ever among the U.S.-based handset owners. This is according to Nielsen, said the social networking site's app had 126.7 million average unique users every month in 2015. That's amazing. Well, if you own a drone now that is 0.55 pounds, that's a little more than half a pound, that's a little one, and less than 55 pounds, you need to register it with the FAA. It has launched its drone registry, and if you've got it, you've got until February 19th to get it registered, or you will pay a fine, and you could get into trouble, so you don't want that. Now, if you buy a new drone after today, you don't have that kind of leniency. You have to register before your first outdoor flight. So be smart about it. They're going to make some money on this. They're going to, registration fees involved, but they also want to know who owns these drones in case, they smash into something and they want to be able to track you. I guess they got to do something with drones. An Applebee's waiter in Central California turned over $32,000 in cash that a family forgot at a table, an amount that exceeds his annual salary after taxes because it was the right thing to do. The cash came from the rental properties in a Mexican restaurant the family operates in San Jose, California. They just left. How could you forget a bag of $32,000 in cash? No word on whether the waiter got a reward. Star Wars: The Force Awakens generated more than $500 million in its opening weekend, smashing the box office record in the U.S. and underscoring why Walt Disney, the company, paid $4 billion for the rights to the series 3 years ago. That's exciting, isn't it? SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket successfully landed upright on solid ground at Cape Canaveral, Florida this evening. We are headed for some unbelievable space journeys, my friends, when they're able to land these rockets back after using them. What else is going on in the skies? Let's check in with Dr. Sky Stephen Cates. Hello there, Mr. Santa. How are you?
There. Hello, George. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to you and the listeners. Wow, what a great time. You're just talking about that great SpaceX accomplishment. Also, Jeff Bezos with Blue Origin. You're right. We're going to see some amazing. Imagine that, George, landing a vehicle like that on soft surface of the Earth.
I love it.
Totally incredible. But, George, happy winter solstice, and to you and the listeners. You know, it's really a rare treat to have a winter solstice that occurs on December 20th and the 23rd. From the trivia file, December the 23rd, we haven't had a winter solstice occur since the year 1903, and it won't happen again until 2303. But, George, the real activity is always centering, seemingly in the last couple of months, on asteroids. Just the other day, which was yesterday for many listeners, an asteroid known as 2015 YB passed the Earth an incredible 36,800 miles, 34 feet in diameter. This one, George, if it were to have struck the Earth, would have yielded at least a 200-kiloton blast. Luckily, not in our way, but everyone in the world has been paying attention to some of this misinformation. We've all heard that asteroid 2003, SD220, is going to make a very close pass to the Earth on Christmas Eve, and that it could invoke earthquakes and volcanoes. Well, nothing, George, that I can report to our listeners that gives any credence to that. This one's a large asteroid. It's over a mile and a half in diameter, but it passes 28 times the Earth-Moon distance, luckily for us, an amazing thing. But people are probably wondering, George, why are we seeing more asteroids? Well, it's simply this. The technology, obviously, gives us the opportunity to track more of these. But the real problem, and it exists very strongly here, and we talk about it on Coast all the time, like you do, George, it's the small ones, like these 34-footers that were only discovered 2 days before we talked about it. That's something to pay attention to. But on the bright side, a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays. And check out DrSky.com, folks. We have a special treat coming for the new year in 2016, especially for our Arizona listeners, George. We're going to do a special cruise, a nighttime cruise with our laser show on that beautiful Canyon Lake. So we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Stephen. Really appreciate it. Have a great Christmas. If we don't talk to you before Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, and we're going to have live shows on those days too, by the way, just to make sure you know that. Same with New Year's Eve and New Year's as well. Look, during the holiday season, people tend sometimes to overdo it, and they could get sick. They could get very, very sick. So we thought it'd be a great idea to bring in Dr. Peter Glidden from CriticalHealthNews.com, our partners. Here's their toll-free number, by the way. I want you to keep it. Keep it ready. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. We have partnered up with these incredible people for health-related issues and news, and Peter is next with us on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, and we've got a great couple hours for you with Dr. Peter Glidden, and then more later on in the program as we talk about was Jesus and E.T., of course. Peter Glidden is a naturopathic physician and a darn good one, a lecturer. He's been at it on the circuit since 2009, spearheading research on the benefits of naturals versus mainstream medicine. He is part of the CriticalHealthNews.com team, which we endorse and support, and he's here to talk about what we can look forward to during the next couple weeks, the holiday season, which, Peter, people always overindulge, don't they, during the holidays?
Well, it seems like that's the nature of the time, Mr. Norrie. It seems like that's the nature of the time, but, you know, there are things that people can do in order to help them handle that extra stress.
Why do people sometimes lose control, Peter, during the holiday season? They do so well during the year, and then during these times, look out.
I think it has to do with a Russian mind control satellite.
You've been listening to our show, haven't you?
I have.
The thing that has always got me are the New Year's resolutions that people have. Why don't they just do it right now? Why do we need the new year to kind of give us the influence and the spearhead to do that?
Well, you know, it's an interesting sociological phenomenon to think about and to talk about, right? I think, you know, life goes in cycles, and the human being is a part of the earth, and the earth is a part of the cycles. The earth has cycles that it goes through. There's, of course, the circadian rhythms, right, that happen in the sleep-waking cycle, and then we have yearly rhythms as well. I mean, today we're in the middle of one, right? This is the winter solstice.
That's right.
Happy solstice. Merry Christmas. But, you know, I think that we are, because we're human beings, that's just kind of a natural subconscious tilt, right? It says we want to, there are seasons to life, and we find ourselves subconsciously drawn to them, and this is the end of a year, right? The end of something, which gives way to the beginning of something else, and people feel, encouraged, right? To try to do something different, The sad fact of the matter is that the information that people have that's available to people in the not-so-free world of the 21st century, especially when it comes to health and things that people can do, action steps that people can take right now. The things that people do for their health usually are ultimately counterproductive. And, you know, my people are destroyed by lack of knowledge, right? So people will, with all the best intentions in the world, take the wrong dog to the hunt. They don't get the results that they thought they should have gotten, and so what are you going to do? Well, you're going to pony up and just do another resolve next year. I think it's like that. So I think it's a function of human nature, but more importantly, just a kind of an across-the-board lack of real, solid, pragmatic medical advice. And this is a big problem in the culture of the 21st century that we live in right now.
Peter, I've been supplementing now, taking a lot of vitamins and minerals since 2000. I mean, I had an episode that woke me up, and I decided, you know, this is what I'm going to do for myself. Of course, I'll listen to my doctors. I'm not going to throw them away, but I'm going to take care of myself, and I'm going to go into it in a very aggressive way. And I have, and I got to tell you, I have never felt better. I mean, I keep getting older, but I keep feeling younger. I'm doing something right.
Well, this is the human potential, and we don't talk about this, right? We have the genetic potential to make it to 120 years. And any geneticist will tell you this. The human body has the potential to make it to 120 years. But in the United States, we're lucky if we make it to 80. And, you know, the last 10 years of most people's lives aren't that great. They need a prescription medicine to wake up, a prescription medicine to fall asleep, a prescription medicine for the blood pressure, a prescription medication for the heartburn, a prescription medication to take care of the side effects of all the meds that they're on. They don't have any hair, they don't have any teeth, they can't see, they can't, you know, hear. The golden years, right, and brought to you by conventional medicine, which is not concerned with making people healthy. Conventional medical doctors, bless their hearts, are trained how to manage people's symptoms, and they don't build health. And when you do take the right steps, when you do the right things, your body responds. That's the only reason that alternative, quote-unquote, medical practices exist in the 21st century inside of a very hostile political climate stacked against us because we get results. That's why I'm such a cheerleader for longevity, because in 27 years of clinical experience, longevity's nutritional supplements produce more consistent, better results than anything that I've ever seen. And I've been around the block, George. I've been doing this for a long time. I used to work for a nutritional supplement company that only sold to physicians. Really,
oh, really?
High-quality nutraceutical
okay.
stuff. You couldn't even get
is
it.
Is that what they mean by physician grade?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's different than the stuff that you can get over the counter. The raw materials are more refined. They're more concentrated. The doses are more concentrated. The recipes are, you know, more well thought out. It's a big difference. I mean, it's just like wine. All wine is made from grapes, right? But there's a great deal
However.
Of difference from bottle
oh, yeah.
to bottle based on all these variables. Well, it's triply so in the nutritional supplement industry. And but, you know, really, the only thing that matters is results. We need something that generates results. And that's why I love Dr. Wallach so much.
Oh, he's one of a kind.
His research really has opened the door here to a completely new understanding of medical nutrition.
Doc Wallach, of course, who heads up the criticalhealthnews.com team. And that's you bring up something very interesting, Peter, that I want to ask you very quickly before the break is, a lot of things are made in China, and they're inferior. We've
right.
seen the tragedies that have happened with jerky treats for dogs, for example.
Right, exactly.
The pets have died. How do we know, and that's why I like you and Doc Wallach because of your reputation and your credibility, but how do we know that if you go into some little store, you're not getting something made from China?
You don't. And more importantly than that, even if it says on the label 1,000 milligrams of ginkgo biloba or of vitamin C or of calcium citrate, you're not even sure that that is in it.
Oh, my God.
Because the labeling laws and the requirements are loose, and the Food and Drug Administration has requirements that are in place. The good nutritional supplement companies, the ethical nutritional supplement companies, go above and beyond the Food and Drug Administration's requirements. That's another thing I love about longevity, because before this was even a conversation, and this conversation about quality control in the nutritional supplement industry really is only about 15 years old, that people have really only been paying attention to this for about 15 years. Youngevity has been doing this long before that. Youngevity has gone out of its way to do more than the feds require.
Well, that is so critical. Stay with us, Peter. We're going to take phone calls as well for the next hour and a half that we have you. I want you to help people. Phone number, by the way, if you don't get through on the show, is 1-855-949-RADIO or criticalhealthnews.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Peter Glidden. And the phone number, of course, if you can't get through on the show, is 1-855-949-RADIO or criticalhealthnews.com. And I invite all of you to go to that website when you have time, criticalhealthnews.com. Peter, before we go to calls, what is it like for you, someone who is a practitioner, to help people and really know that it's working? It's got to be a great feeling.
Well, it's extremely rewarding, especially because most people that find themselves in the active practice of naturopathic medicine, of Ayurvedic medicine, homeopathic medicine, herbalism, any of the quote-unquote alternative types of medicine, you know, we don't do it because we're trying to get rich. We do it because we're called to it. It's a calling. When you practice naturopathic medicine, holistic medicine, you do it because you have to do it. It's, you know, it's the dharma of your life. And so we do it, but it's a very difficult upstream deal that we're dealing with here. You know, it's very similar to the UFO phenomenon, George. Not a lot of, you know, a lot of evidence, but most people in the world turn a blind eye to it, and they just don't even want to look at it, let alone consider the possibilities. Well, it's the same with the types of medicine that we're involved with, right? It's an uphill struggle. Most people don't even know how to pronounce naturopathy, let alone know what it does.
Yeah.
And so when we see people in this field of medicine recover, I can't express what a remarkable feeling it is, especially because the vast majority of people who darken our doors, right, who find us, who come to us, are there at the end of their rope. Because they've done everything else, nothing else has worked. They've been completely let down by conventional medicine, and they're desperate. And when we can help those people, which most of the time we can do, I mean, it's better than Christmas morning when you were a kid.
Is it the same as holistic, naturopathic?
Yes, and that's a very good point, kind of a point of departure here, right? You can basically break down the two systems of medicine as it exists on planet Earth in the 21st century can be broken down into two philosophical schools of thought, reductionism and holism. Reductionism is what the MDs practice, bless their hearts. MDs don't practice medicine, they practice allopathic medicine, right? I practice naturopathic medicine. Medicine is a vast domain, many different types of medicine. Well, medicine is broken down into two philosophical camps. Reductionism, which is based on Newtonian physics, reductionism argues that if it cannot be measured, it does not exist. And so since nobody's ever dissected the soul, nor seen the spirit with an MRI, a CT, or an ultrasound, it doesn't exist. MDs believe, they're trained to believe, that the human body is a biochemical bag waiting to break. And when it does break, it does not have the ability to fix itself. So the MD therapeutics are designed to manage the symptoms, right? MDs, by and large, are not trained to cure anything. The only thing that can cure anything in MD armamentarium is antibiotics. So for the most part, reductionism argues that the human body is a bag of biochemicals waiting to break, and when something does break, it's not the physician's job to cure it. It's the physician's job to manage it with, you know, drugs and surgery. Holistic medicine, on the other hand, and by the way, every other discipline, medical discipline on the planet, traditional Chinese medicine, acupuncture, Ayurveda, the oldest system of medicine on the planet, Ayurveda, naturopathic medicine, homeopathic medicine, herbalism, etc., etc., all of these systems of medicine espouse a holistic philosophy. And holism argues that the body is a system. It's not a machine made of parts the way that the MDs think it is. The human body is a complex system The human body is inhabited by a spiritual presence. The human body has intelligence, which is brought to play by virtue of the soul force which exists inside the human body. And the human body knows how to fix itself. The human body wants to fix itself. The human body is trying all of the time to fix itself. And it's a holistic physician's job to support that process, right? Holistic doctors believe that the human body is so smart that it grew itself all by itself from a single-celled organism into us, and that if it could do that, well, it certainly knows how to fix itself, and it is the holistic physician's job to support the body's built-in natural ability to fix itself. And that's where the term naturopathy came from. That's often misunderstood. People think that naturopathic doctors use natural medicines, whatever the heck that is. That's a misconception. Naturopathic doctors are called naturopathic because we believe that the body has a built-in natural ability to heal itself. And it's our job to support those processes with science-based, clinically verified therapeutics. This is the single biggest difference between us and the MDs. You know, if I was the king of the hill, it would be illegal for medical doctors practicing reductionistic medicine to treat chronic disease. Their wheelhouse is trauma care and surgery and infectious disease. They're really good at that. I mean, the advances that have been made in surgery in the last 10 years are awesome. But when it comes to chronic disease, reductionistic medicine is the wrong dog for the hunt. And while we've given the medical theater over to people practicing reductionistic medicine, chronic disease is escalating. Obesity is escalating. Alzheimer's is escalating. Autism is escalating.
Cancer.
Everybody's worse.
You're right.
And it's not because we have bad genes. It's because the methodology that conventional medical doctors are trained in is insufficient to the cause. But because they exist in a self-policing, self-regulating monopoly, nobody calls them. Nobody calls BS. And, you know, this is a problem. And this is, again, why I love longevity so much, because Dr. Wallach is attempting to generate a grassroots coalition of the informed, right? People who are sick and tired of being sick and tired, people who are looking for science-based, clinically verified solutions. And so guess what? You know, you give longevity a try, you give medical nutrition a try, and your blood pressure goes away, your blood sugar goes away, your arthritic pain resolves. You're going to tell people about that. And that's what we're up to here, is building a grassroots coalition of the informed by delivering to as many people as we can science-based, clinically verified medical nutrition for the mass.
Wallach does not stop working, Peter.
He's unbelievable.
He's like a machine.
He lectures like 320 days a year. I mean, I just spent 3 days with him at a continuing education seminar in Portland, Oregon, 2 weekends ago, and I could hardly keep up with him. He's 75 years old.
He's amazing. Let's go to our first-time caller, Mike, truck driving through Austin, Texas. Hey, Mike. Merry Christmas to you, Michael.
Hey, Merry Christmas, George and Dr. Glidden. How are you doing?
Great.
Very good. Thanks. Thanks for the call. How can we help?
Well, I have been on the longevity program for about 3 years now, and now that I've got all my issues taken care of, I'm kind of wondering about my daily diet. I'm really concerned that I'm probably eating too much fruit. I've had 2 oranges, 2 bananas, and I have an apple here to eat later on when I get really sleepy, but I'm wondering if that's too much.
Can you eat too much fruit, Peter?
It might be. I mean, it might be. But I don't want to overlook the obvious here. You know, we have a lot of people in the listening audience who they really don't know anything about what we're doing. So if you could just real quick tell people, you know, what your life was like before you found longevity and started medical nutrition and what it's like now, just real quick.
Oh, God. Dr. Glidden, I was a mess. I had stomach issues. I was an athlete, so I had knee problems, ankle problems, wrist problems. My eyesight was going bad. Being a truck driver, I had to take a DOT physical every 2 years. My blood pressure was getting to be an issue. Not anymore. Let's see, what else was there?
That's remarkable.
Did I mention my eyesight?
Yeah, they were going on you too, huh?
It's a little bit better. I would have trouble opening my lock at work. I'd have to bring out the cheater glasses, but I don't have to use those anymore.
That's amazing.
So your blood pressure is gone. Your arthritic pains are gone. Did you lose any weight?
Oh, I went from about 220 to 180, and I'm about almost 6'2". So I kept having my truck driver buddies ask me how do I lose this weight? So it's a perfect segue into getting them on the longevity products. But
I swear to God, if people had any idea of how easy most of this stuff is, people would be flocking here in droves.
It's
right?
Common sense, Peter, isn't it?
It knows how to fix itself. The human body wants to fix itself, but it needs raw materials to do that. The problem that we have here is that the raw materials that the human body needs are not all present in the food supply. Some of them are there, but they're not all there. So it's only a matter of time until somebody runs out of calcium or vitamin A or vitamin C or selenium or zinc or something. They run out of it, and then things start to break.
Or D3.
Vitamin D3, and then they'll go to a medical doctor, bless their hearts. They don't have any training in medical nutrition. They throw a drug at it, which suppresses the symptoms, but it doesn't get to the root cause of the illness. So what the heck? You smarten up. You stop eating food that's gumming up the works. You give your body the raw materials it needs in the form of the right nutritional supplements. Bada bing, bada boom, your body bounces back to the degree that it's able to.
Now, his initial question to Peter was too much fruit. I've never heard of that. Can you eat too much fruit? Many apples or whatever?
Too much of anything is not good. And when the body is nutrified, right, with all 90 essential nutrients appropriate for your body weight, and you have eliminated the 10 bad foods, when you've done those two things, it's very, very difficult to stress the body out with food to such a degree that you hurt it. Because, your body is guarded and your body is nutrified and your body is strong because it has everything that it needs all of the time, every day. So when you've nutrified your body with the Healthy Start Pack, the plant-derived minerals, selenium, whatever it is that you're taking appropriate for your body weight, you don't really need to worry about the other stuff. There is one thing that you should focus on here, however. You need to make sure you're getting about 60 grams of protein a day into your body.
Now, how much would that consist of if you just
had three chicken eggs a day?
Three eggs would do it. Okay.
Yeah.
I know Wallach takes like a million eggs a day, doesn't he?
Yeah, eggs are very, very important. All sex hormones in the human body, all hormones, are made from cholesterol. We could have a two-hour conversation, George, just on the myths of cholesterol that
been
promulgated in this country.
And statin drugs.
You need cholesterol to be healthy. Don't be afraid of cholesterol, ladies and gentlemen. Cholesterol is your friend. Eat eggs, eat butter, eat salt. Live long and prosper with longevity.
Can you overdo it, though? And have
You can, but it's really difficult. I mean, you'd really have to be hard-pressed to overdo it with eggs, butter. And you could overdo it with salt. We recommend people use salt to taste, salt your food so that it tastes good. Your body will let you know.
I use sea salt. I use sea salt as opposed to the other stuff.
Yeah, it's very important. Your body needs salt in order to have healthy stomach acid. And if you don't have healthy stomach acid, ain't nothing going to work.
Danielle is in Cleveland, Ohio. Welcome to the program, Danielle.
Yes, I use Himalayan salt. But my question is, and I'm not a novice, I've shopped around quite a bit, and I realize there's quite a bit of disparity and false advertising in the health food stores. And I don't know if you're familiar with the Dr. Fritz Popp, who won a Nobel Prize in the 1990s.
I'm not.
Proving that synthetic vitamins such as ascorbic acid eventually break down DNA, and if they're stored too long, they can actually produce kidney stones. So my question is, I hear a lot of anecdotal information about your products, but I don't know where they're derived from. Is your vitamin C, for instance, is that ascorbic acid or another form of synthetic vitamin C derived from a genetically modified corn syrup? And also,
we are big anti-GMO. We are big, we've gone out on a limb. We like to think we had a lot to do with the gluten-free revolution here in this country.
Yeah,
so
you probably did.
We've been ahead of the curve for a long time. And I'm here to tell you that you're absolutely right. There is a ton of misinformation in the world because a lot of the research that's been done on nutritional supplements is done from people who are trained in the reductionistic method. And when you bring a reductionistic scientific method to bear on medical nutrition, there is an a priori built-in bias that the researcher is unaware of. So it's very easy to be misled if you are attempting to figure out through the scientific method what's going on with nutritional supplements. It's very difficult. I'm not aware. I think there's maybe five researchers in the world that are doing a good job with this. It is not our clinical experience. It is not our clinical experience that there is any difference between the synthetic form of a vitamin and a natural or organic form of the vitamin. From our point of view, it is much more important to get a supplement into your body than to not have it at all, because you can directly link, not indirectly, directly link all chronic disease, to nutrient deficiencies. And by the way, kidney stones, the major cause of kidney stones is a chronic undiagnosed calcium deficiency. So our experience with science-based, clinically verified medical nutrition is exactly the opposite, that it doesn't matter if it's synthetic versus organic. What does matter is the recipe inside of which the supplements are given, right? How absorbable are the supplements? How much is your body going to be able to absorb? And does the body have the cofactors necessary in order to metabolize that stuff? So when you put all of those ducks in a row, that's when the recipes really do make a difference. And like I said, you know, I've been practicing naturopathic medicine in primary care medical settings for 27 years clinically.
Time goes by fast. Her other question is the use-by dates. Does that have anything to do with anything?
Well, it does have something to do with something, but generally speaking, you can use something beyond the use-by date for about 3 months. The most important thing to understand here is, does it work, right? If to take a nutritional supplement, I don't care who makes it, take a nutritional supplement into your body for 90 days. If you don't get any remarkable, measurable, noticeable results
in 90
working. Days, you should abandon it and do something else.
Yep, it's not working, and you've got to test it on yourself to be sure. Peter, we're going to take a break pretty soon and come back with a full hour to go of phone calls. Peter's website, criticalhealthnews.com, the toll-free number, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234, where people are there to give you some tips. They're not doctors, folks. They're not doctors, but they're there to give you some tips on things that may help you get through whatever's going on in your life. I got to tell you, that to me, Peter, nothing more important than being healthy, because without that, you can't be helping at all with anybody you care about.
I couldn't agree more, George. I mean, that's my entire mantra of life, right? But people need to know what they can do in order to be healthy, and there's an egregious lack of information in that arena. And, you know, that's why I'm here, and that's why Dr. Wallach's here, and that's why Ben Fuchs is here.
And you'll be here again in just a few moments for one more hour on Coast to Coast AM.